The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
It's time for another Dating Women Radio Show segment. Check out the description for what we're talking about this week. Thank you for listening.
I can't tell what her interest level is.
Okay, does she show up for every date?
Yeah, so everything is good except the humor. I can't really get her to laugh. She laughs at stuff I say, but it's like kind of a nervous laugh. It's not really a genuine laugh.
Does she kiss you goodnight?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she shows up for the date?
Yeah, she shows up for the date.
You've got to spend some more time with this girl and see if she gets into the humor. She has to get into your humor.
Okay. And
that's the deal.
So there's...
Are there any red flags?
There was on the fourth date, she kind of started this on the third date, but on the fourth date, she really like opened up about her bad day and got really negative.
What do you mean her
bad
day? Her bad day that day of your date?
She had a bad day at work. And
on the date, right?
Yeah. And I was just being positive and keeping it light.
Well, yeah,
funny.
But does she do it for 2 or 3 minutes, or she does it for a half hour?
No, she did it for I think she could have gone for a half an hour, but I kind of changed the subject at 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, you know what I say. I don't want you to be her girlfriend or her psychiatrist.
Yeah. That's kind of the issue is that sometimes she talks to me like I'm a girlfriend, kind of.
You don't say anything. You just go along with it, and we look for patterns now. You know, she did it once, you know, and maybe she'll never do it again. Maybe every time you go out, she's complaining about something. Then you're looking for a pattern. You get a pattern, I don't want this. Sometimes things just go away by themselves, and maybe she did have a real tough day. Maybe she, but I don't, see, my thing is, it gets back to the five principles you know about. Keep it light, keep it funny. That's a negative talking about a tough day at work. You say, excuse me, you know, she's in a kind of a moodiness. She might say, you know, you have to excuse me, I had a real tough day today at work, but I'm going to do my best to make sure that you and I have a great time. Well, that's okay. Now we got a little attitude. Great. You know, that's the thing.
Okay.
So what happened at work that she was so mad about? Her boss talked down to her or something? Or somebody, she's a waitress, somebody stiffed her or what?
She just got really overwhelmed with all the stuff that was being demanded of her, and I guess she kind of blew up at her boss or something.
Well, you can't do that. That's self-control.
Yeah.
Did she see the boss? How did the boss react to her? You're fired or what?
No. I honestly feel like she was kind of blowing it out of proportion a little bit. Like, it wasn't as bad as
she said it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the first time it happened?
But she even said, oh, my gosh, I'm being so negative right now. Sorry about this.
There you go. She caught herself.
So
there's hope.
Good.
Yeah, there's hope. You're okay.
Okay.
She caught herself.
Okay, good. And then the other thing is, so I've taken her out 4 times, and through 2 of those times have been like physical dates, like bowling we went to, and then we went to a concert. And both times she complained about, she's 31, she complained about like her, she complains about her knees. She complains about, like, we went bowling. She was complaining about her finger. So she complains about her hurts a lot. And then yet she goes and she talks about how much she wants to go hiking and how much she wants to go do all these physical things. But she's complaining while we're doing all these physical things.
But she doesn't see the inconsistency.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like this girl, you go out with her one more time, she complains about anything, I'd drop her. She sounds like a complainer. And you're the psychiatrist.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
This is too much. Keep it light, keep it funny, no heavy subjects. And these are the 2, number 4 and 5. No heavy subjects.
Okay.
I mean, no put downs. No negatives.
Yeah,
no
and
put
she's,
downs.
She's
talking
she's
about this
extremely...
negative stuff. And it's not, she's there She's there for her. She's there so you can find out about her and her positive traits.
Yeah.
And, but this being, you know, complaining about things. Hey, everybody has rough days, but the last thing you do, you put it on somebody that you're trying to impress that you like, and that you would like that person to like you back, or at least that's what we're going for. You know, one more date. Yeah. One more date, and you can say this to her. I said, would you do me a favor? Next time we go out, no complaining. Let's see how she reacts.
So I can actually say
no
that
complaining.
Like that. Okay.
Okay, what
okay.
else?
And then just a couple things I had questions about. So touching, you say to always let them touch you first. Is that like every date? Like you don't touch them until...
Yes.
And then,
so she touches.
Okay, so I'm just like, if she touches me like two or three times, I touch her in a two or three times kind of a thing, right?
No, she touches you on the arm. You don't have to touch her back.
Okay, so like if
then let her touch her with both hands. Let her put one hand on your knee, one hand on your arm. You know, when you don't react, then they try to touch you more. Don't try to equal her touching. Let her overdo her touching to get you your attention when you're missing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then
other than that, is she fun?
Yeah, she's really fun. She's really nice. It seems like she's. Sometimes she gets really comfortable and talks about things a lot, and then other times she seems like she's a little nervous or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
You got to go out with her a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd give her one or two more. Maybe this will go away. But I don't like it though. I don't like complainers.
Okay.
You don't go out with somebody to talk to somebody about how bad your life was that day, even if it were true. Okay, man, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
Did you like that? Get way more, like over 150 hours of audio just like that at the Doc Love Club. And we have a free trial with no credit card needed. Check it out now, DocLoveClub.com.